Blog Talk Radio.
Sunday, beautiful afternoon. Thank you, everybody, for calling in and joining in with us. We have a great show tonight, and I hope everybody is tuned in to listen to some awesome people of God, a man of God, a woman of God with very special talents. And we ask that everybody join in with us. We got my co-host, Minister D. Minister D, you on the line?
Look where he brought me from. Look where he brought me from.
He always comes in with a song.
Minister D, say hello to our audience. Amen. Glad to talk to everybody on today. Look, I'm just, you know, as usual, I'm sitting back reflecting on how good God has been. Look,
He's great. Mighty, mighty, mighty long way.
Don't start now, won't be none. I'm just saying. Don't start now, won't be none. I'm just giving you fair warning.
See, this is why I have to stand in the Word of God. But it seems like everybody want to fight all of a sudden. What is going on?
No, I ain't on fire. I will cut up on him. Now, I break out yelling and shouting, I cut up right here. I will cut up right here. Say I won't. Just say I won't. I will cut up.
You won't. You're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. We would like to at least start with a prayer or a verse or something, Pastor. What you got for me?
Well, the word for today is that any man that thirsts and hunger after righteousness, let him be filled.
It's like saying, I'm glad you didn't say, just say Jesus well.
I'm just saying.
Well, let me say something. I would like to quote Psalms 31. In thee, O Lord, do I put my trust. Let me never be ashamed. Deliver me in thy righteousness and bow down thine ear to me. Deliver me speedily. Be thou my strong rock for an house of defense to save me. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Therefore, for thy name's sake, lead me and guide me. Pull me out of the net that they have laid privy for me. For thou art my strength. And to thine hand I commit my spirit. Thou hast redeemed me, O Lord, God of truth. Praise be to God. I needed that. I'm telling you. You know what? This week has been a little rough, but I tell you, God is always on time. He brings us out every time. Every time. We trust in him, lean not to our own understanding, and believe every word that he says and out of the word of God. Then we will be freed from all of the strongholds that the enemy has laid up for us. And we'll be able to fight every fiery dart with the full armor of God that we're supposed to put on every morning that we get up. Am I right?
That's the word. That's it. That's the word.
Holy be to God. Today we have in our studios a woman, a great woman of God. Her name is Tyranny Guthrie Bridges, a wonderful woman of God, fully talented and anointed in the television industry. She deals with children that want to be stars. They want to be stars. And we have a lot of children out there that they have dreams and they want to become and be somebody other than just walking these streets like a lot of these kids are doing, and have no dream or no goal. And God has placed people in this earth that have the patience to deal with children. Now, me, I have 23 grandchildren, and each one of them have a test. Yes. That's what I'll be saying when all of them come at one time. And each one of them have their own special talent.
They have to set up an appointment. They can't show up at one time. They will try.
And to have the patience to deal with all of them, I think I'll be glad to see them, but I'll be glad when they're getting ready to leave also that they can go home to their homes and not be here always in my home. So I know God is in the patient business, because I tell you, I don't think I have the patience to train them. But that's why God have these type of people set for them, because I couldn't do it. I don't think I could. But I'm only going to say what I can't do, but God is good. We also have a man of God, a gospel recording artist, J.R. Reynolds, that's going to be, you're going to interview him and listen to some of his music, which is awesome. So I hope everybody is tuning in. So right now we're going to get ready to go to Minister D so he can tell you a little bit about our guest coming on.
Our guest for today is a young lady I've come to know and appreciate. She is a wonderful gift to the body of Christ. Her name is Tyranny Guthrie Bridges. In her early efforts to get her children cast on major TV shows and movies, would later form the foundation of her comedic television shows and stage plays. It was a determination to get her children on TV that set her career in motion. After they performed in a Hollywood talent showcase, several agents from Los Angeles were interested in representing her children. The mere advice of a close friend, coupled with the notion that moving to Los Angeles wasn't in the plan, she started her own production company here in Atlanta to feature none other then her children as the star actors. One afternoon during a church service, she received revelation from God that led her to tell kids about who God is and to make it funny. This revelation sparked an interest in running stage productions and television shows, including Faith Academy, Play in Church, What Are You Doing with God's Money, Mama, and a soon-to-be-released stage play entitled Church Folk Were the Real Christians, Please Stand Up. They air locally in Atlanta, Georgia. Then later, they will become available online. Ladies and gentlemen, I introduce Tyranny Guthrie Bridges. Now, she's going to be, you all might not know her now, but she's going to blow up. Matter of fact, I'm going to add some more names to mine. I think I'm going to rename myself Eric Peter, Paul, Anthony, Luke, Tuttle, Salah. That way y'all all know my name. Ladies and gentlemen, Tyranny Guthrie Bridges.
You can hear me?
Hello?
Hi, can you hear me?
Okay, we hear you now. We on. How you doing today, Miss Lady?
Good. How are you, Derek? I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. Just wanted to get some insight. What was your inspiration necessarily with some of your plays, like What You're Doing with God's Money? What was your inspiration behind that play?
The inspiration behind that one, well, it simply came from just growing up in the church, you know, hearing different stories, and, you know, myself included. We don't always tend to do the right thing with our money when it comes to the church. So, you know, I just took all those stories and you know, all the stories that I grew up with and what was currently going on and just came up with that title and, you know, put the dialogue behind it, and that's where that one came from.
Well, yeah, I think most of us are guilty of that. Well, I won't talk about everybody else. I talk about me.
Yeah.
In the 30 days I've been in church trying to decide now if I'm going to put this in a plate or am I going to go to a soul food restaurant when we leave.
Exactly. Exactly. I think a lot of soul food restaurants have gotten a lot of, you know, God's money and, you know, a lot of other places, the mall, you know, Bills and, you know, everything except the house of God. So I just want to kind of bring awareness to that portion. And, you know, so Christians can take a look at themselves and say, hey, you know, what am I doing with God's money? Just to kind of, you know, pose the question and put it out there.
Well, you know, if you really think about it, if you really look at the spiritual aspect of it, that's why a lot of us can't get blessed, because we take the money that we should be putting in God's house and we go do other things. You know,
exactly.
we want this car, we want this house, we want to live this certain type of lifestyle, and we're putting our money in other places instead of where it goes. And we won't even get into the tithing part, you know, and all of that stuff.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, exactly. It's a whole other show. So that, you know, it brings awareness and it makes you look at yourself and say, okay, you know, and really, if we put most of our money in church, I guess for me, I guess I might lose some weight.
Yeah, it'll definitely get you some discipline going.
Yeah, I stopped eating my seed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Tell us about the Faith Academy.
Faith Academy, that's the one that we just completed shooting on this past Saturday. And it's basically bringing a comedic twist to an extended video version of Bible study, if you will, for kids. And it has the Word of God throughout, Scripture throughout the show. And we just make it funny. And it's basically centered around a young kid who's troubled. His mom is sick, and the people that are around him or his fellow students basically encourage him to pray, and they show him how to pray because he's a kid who doesn't really know, you know, about the Word of God and how to make it work in his life. So at the end of the show, of course, the Word of God prevails, and the rest is history on that one. But that's what Faith Academy is about.
Well, I just wanted to let you tell it, you know. I know it's going to be good because yours truly is a part of it.
Absolutely, absolutely. I had to get you on that one, too.
But, absolutely. I mean, it's very important because, I mean, as you know, I mean, you have children yourself. If you look at TV, there's really not too much kids can look at on TV nowadays.
Right.
And even when it came come down to the Word of God, you have to come up with another alternative on how to spread the gospel, because for some people sitting in church, it just doesn't work for them. So you have to use another avenue to bring them into the knowledge of the Word to actually get them in church so they can learn and live a prosperous and God-filled life. So I'm very much appreciative for the opportunity. And, you know, when you blow up, you know, just don't forget about it. That's all I'm saying.
Never. Okay. I never will. And you're absolutely right about, you know, you have to meet kids where they are, you know, and basically to where they can understand. I know my 11-year-old, she, you know, sat in church for a few years and just, you know, they check out at some point because they don't understand. They don't understand, you know, the pulpit and the preacher and, you know, the songs and, you know, the things that go on in church today. So they're kind of, you know, I don't know, you know, the understanding is not there, you know, and they just kind of lose the connect. So I had to kind of, you know, put another twist on it, you know, and you know, TV today is really horrible. You know, you have so much going on. You've got premarital sex. You have the prejudice. You have, you know, so many things going on. Kids are doing drugs and they're, you know, doing things on TV that we have to flip through the channels all the time. I have to sanitize everything. I have to block out channels. And it's like really nothing left to look at, you know, as far as kids are concerned. So I just had to kind of, you know, bring the word of God and let that be the foundation of all the, you know, the scripture and the format for the script of the show.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and go there because, you know, you can't, one of your top TV shows right now is the president sleeping with his secretary. So I'm just going to be there.
Absolutely.
What show is that? I'm missing it. I'm missing it. What show is that?
What's that, Scandal?
Yeah, it's Scandal. That's not a kid's
that's
show.
That's the name of the show?
Yeah, it's called Scandal.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
wow.
It's pretty risque, but, you know, it's a lot of stuff out there that you just don't want to, you know, open your kids up to. And I think that Tyranny TV and our videos and our TV shows, it basically reinforces, you know, what they're being taught at church, because I don't think they have enough of that in schools. They don't have enough of that, you know, even at home sometimes, you know. So just to kind of reinforce it and bring the biblical scriptures back into the home, you know, the TV show is going to be formatted to where you can actually look at it on your iPhone, your, you know, any smartphone. You can look at it on your computer. You can look at it on TV.
Right.
And download it and look at it, you know, when it's convenient for you. So it's pretty much out there. It's going to be, you know, very convenient for kids to look at it at any time. So just want to make it available to them and reinforce what they're already being taught in church.
That's great.
Wow.
Hey, Globe, you got any questions before I get us on today?
I mean, I just, you know, for them to attend your academy, do they have to audition, or what do they have to do in order to be a part of what you're doing?
Well, first I can say they can go to tyrannytv.com. That's TERRINEYTV.com, my name.com, tyrannytv.com. And they can always send me an email or, you know, drop us a comment to let us know that they want to audition and leave the information. We hold auditions once a year for one television show and one stage production for the kids. And it generally takes place right before the spring. So they can, yeah, we do hold auditions, and they, you know, we basically want to cast all kids. So, you know, if you come out, you're pretty much going to be on the show. Which part is going to depend on you? So definitely they'll have to audition.
Right.
But, yeah, we do hold auditions once a year.
So are you getting ready to hold them now? Are you getting ready to hold auditions right now? You say right before, around the springtime? Are you, have you already held the auditions for this year already?
Yeah, yes, ma'am. We already held them. It was back in last year. It was I think it was October last year. So once we entered into the spring, we just filmed for the spring. So the auditions have already been held,
oh, okay.
And we have.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Okay, so actually.
However, we're looking for kid testimonials, and if you go to our website, tyrannytv.com. You can, you know, shoot us an email and let us, and we can let you know how you can upload your video so that it can be a part of the show and on our website. So they still have an opportunity to participate.
Oh, that's good. That's good. That's good. That would be good. And
do most children have to have like acting experience or just?
Not at all. We do hire through or cast through an agency here in Atlanta. But if you're, you know, just want to be on TV, I have this one little actor during, you know, between one of the scenes, he said, you know, I didn't ever think I would be here. You know, I said, be aware. He said, on a TV show. And I said, well, why? And, you know, he just kind of had a, you know, little self-doubt and, you know, a lot of things going on. But, it, you know, it made us feel good that he wanted to be a part and it was a dream come true for him because it was his first time on screen. So, no, you don't have to have any experience at all. You know, we welcome the experienced and the novice alike. So we don't discriminate. We take everybody.
Well, you never know. That little instant right there may have sparked something. You know, you never know. You might hear see his name down the road just from this little opportunity, you know, to get it started. But it's an awesome thing. Awesome, awesome thing. Well, your website again, it's tyrannytv.com, TERRINEYTV.com. That is great. We appreciate and thank you for coming on today. I love your work. So you got one for life with me. So anytime we have a great time Glory, I can tell you.
Well, I got plenty of grandchildren I'm going to send your way because I have some very talented grandchildren. Some of them have already done television and radio, and that could be another outlet for them.
We would love to
be
them.
A part of. And we will try to get you some videos sent to you. And for those people that's out there that's listening that have children that are very talented and you would like to get them into something like the Faith Academy or to work with any of the events or organizations that Tyranny Guthrie Bridges is a part of, she said, I would like for you to tell them one more time where they can contact you, the number, the website, and so they will be able to get in contact with you.
Yes, the website is tyrannytv.com, and the contact number would be 678-851-5182. And if we don't pick up, just leave a message, and we'll get back to you as soon as we can.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Sister Bridges, for giving us all that great information for kids that are talented and can be doing something much more productive in their lives in sharing what God has blessed them with, and that is the gift of talent of singing, dancing, or any other talent that they have. And that is awesome. So thank you.
Thank you.
You've been to church too long. You just say Sister Bridges. You just added 30
sister,
years
I
of life.
Say sister.
I got a new name.
Sister,
it's all right.
Sister Bridges. That's what you say.
Yes.
You say, sister, that's my sister in Christ. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Let them know. Let them know.
Absolutely. I'll take it.
Sister Bridges.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on, guys.
Right.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Have a good day.
You're welcome.
Love you, girl.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Well, we have another artist, another guest on our program today. And his name is J.R. Reynolds. And we're going to bring him on right about now. Mr. Reynolds?
Hey, man. Yes, ma'am.
How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Wonderful,
Globy.
You're here on Glorious Gospel Vibes, and we are so glad to have you. We would like for you to give us a little bit about yourself, to tell us, let the audience know where know all about Mr. Reynolds, what he got going on, and we're gonna break for in a minute, and we're gonna play some of your music, give them a little taste of what they're gonna get.
Okay, that'll work. Well, like she said, my name is J.R. I am a 26-year-old gospel singer. I've been singing all since I can remember, singing gospel, not just singing. I've been singing gospel all of my life. I love God and I love ministry. Anything that has to do with ministry, I do whatever God wants me to do, I do. And that's pretty much me.
Well, give us a little taste of what kind of, I know I see that you've done some stage plays. You've also done some singing. You've been doing it since age 14, right?
Yes. Yeah, but I mean, before that, but yes, I guess you could say since the age of 14. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Now are you still a member? Or you're a Victory Praise Cathedral? Is that where you?
That's
of
the
right
church
now?
That I started at when I was.
That's
I mean, was started.
Started
going to when I was 14. That's what it was talking about when I was 14. I was there till about 22. So all the way from 14 to 22, I was like over the music department, the music and arts ministry with Bishop Joey Johnson in Morrow, Georgia. I was there for a
mm-hmm.
while, and then I went on to another church, another ministry after that.
Okay, well, we're gonna let them hear a little bit of just what you sound like. We're gonna bring you back on and let you ask you a few more questions and get so you can give the audience a little more information about yourself. Okay.
Awesome, that'll work.
All right, hold on there.
Pray, all the violence and killing every day. It's time for us to stomp on Satan's face. He's defeated, God is on the race. It's time for us to stand for our beliefs. Stand for something or fall for anything. If you know what I mean, come on and clap your hands. It's time for us to search and see God's face. Let's obey, change our wicked ways. If we do, he'll bless us like he said. Now you're ready, come on and nod your head. Don't you know he's rich with house and land? Don't you remember Jesus is the man? We'll heal the sick and set the captives free. Now you're ready, clap your hands for me.
Accessible to them, I guess, but now they like it.
That is awesome. That's great. But, you know, I appreciate what you're doing because you can reach you for the audience that you can reach through your music. And matter, I mean, as far as reaching the age group,
right,
and giving them something else to listen to, an alternative. I mean,
you're
aware of what's on the radio nowadays and the video and all the other, you know, nonsense that's out there. And they push it and they put money behind it just so we can feed our youth this nonsense.
So I appreciate
having the alternative to listen to something that we can all appreciate.
Right. Well, thank you so much. And you know what? I actually like it because you're saying for the youth, but you're actually older and you like it. So you see, it's for everybody. So that's what I want to do. I want to do it for the youth. I want to do it for the older people. I want to do it for just everybody, the black, the white. I want to do it for anybody that, you know, it can draw. That's what I want to do. Exactly what I want to do.
Yeah, you find me riding down the road with the top down.
Exactly.
In that 1929 convertible he has.
Right out, right.
No, it's a 64 Impala.
Oh, snap, okay.
Oh, see. Crooked down on the side.
Wow.
Hey, amen.
But,
hallelujah.
What I would like to say, you know, just listen to the song, okay. I know you see a lot of stuff here in ATL. You know, they call it Little New York almost, you know. It's just so
right.
And I think, you know, I know it's a good message that you have going out. You know, just to look around you where you are right now.
Right.
In the ATL. You see what I'm saying? That's what I like about
right.
it. That's what I like about
right.
it. Because you pointed, you targeted the area that you're in, and you're looking
exactly.
around.
Exactly.
And young,
exactly.
And young
I'm
people
so
ain't in
ready.
New York. They're here. They right here. They
Come
need to
on.
Look at what they was going on around them right here.
Exactly.
You know,
exactly. And I'm so ready. I'm waiting for God to just drop it in that right person's hand because I've been telling everybody this is a citywide song. You know what I'm saying? It's for the whole city.
That's
you
right.
know what I'm saying? It's for us. So I'm so ready for somebody
right.
to get it.
That's
you know,
right.
so it can be on our radio.
And you keep doing just what you're doing. You keep doing what you're
All
doing.
Right.
You keep writing those type of songs to not only reach the young people, but it also makes the adults look around themselves. Also,
right.
We need
right.
to come together and stomp a lot of this foolishness that's going on
come
right
on.
Around
come
here
on.
In your own backyard.
Come
Don't worry
on.
About what's going on in Connecticut and New York
right.
and New Jersey
right.
and everywhere else. Look at what's going on. If everybody
come on
that
right here,
state,
right here.
If they would do that in each state, then some of these states wouldn't be coming up with all the stuff you're hearing on television.
Right.
And did
right.
you all hear about the little young girl that just hung herself? She was only 8 years old.
What?
I just found out about it today. Now, it was on the news. She was 8 years old. She didn't want her mom. They said she didn't want her mom to have another baby.
Oh, my goodness.
And she just hung herself. You know? This is kind of,
oh
this is the
goodness.
Concept that's going on. You don't even think a child that age would even think
Fear.
To do something like that. You know,
Or
be, you know, that full of jealousy to the point that they would do something like that.
Wow.
So it's time for us to pray and pray hard, pray hard,
right,
pray hard,
right,
pray
right,
long,
right,
without
right.
ceasing, as the word says.
Come on.
So we
come
appreciate
on.
You. Well, we'd like for you to tell the people where they can probably get your CD, give them a website or telephone number or how they can contact you if they want you on their program or their convention, banquet, or whatever.
All right. Yes, everybody, if you want to hear more of me or see me or get me to anything, I'll come out, anything. You can go to my website is www.jrreynoldsmusic.com. And it'll take you to, you can have links for my Reverb Nation, iTunes, where the single is added, or Amazon. On Amazon, it's 89 cents. On iTunes is 99 cents. So come on, y'all. Y'all can, you know, go purchase
well,
it there. If you
right.
don't want to purchase it, you just want to hear it, just go to Reverb Nation. You don't even have to purchase it. I just want you know it to be a blessing to you if you just want to hear it for free.
That's awesome.
And then you can go to YouTube if you want to hear some more different, you know, hear me singing, you know, different places or whatever. I'm on YouTube as well. Just go to the website and it'll take you everywhere.
Now
praise
church folk,
Lord,
this is for the church folk. Especially
church
for
folk.
The church folk. Now, this is a message to the church folk. Look now, if you invite the man out to your banquet, your church, and all that kind of stuff, hate a man.
Come on.
Hallelujah.
Right, because I'll come now. Look, I'll come. That's the sad part. The good part is I'll come, you know what I'm saying, because that's what, you know, God called me to do. But it do take a little gas, you know what I'm saying, you know, to get to where
you got to go.
That is so true.
See, the day of the chicken plate and a God bless you don't quite get
Come on.
I'm not going to go there.
Preach.
Go ahead.
I'll just say it. Don't cut me a thick piece of cornbread. I appreciate you coming out.
Look, I need you to be my manager. Come on now. Come on, boy.
I've been there, did that, still doing that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They have you. They want you on the show, and because it's church, they say, "Now you know you're doing this for the Lord. Now you're doing this for the Lord. They don't remember you're doing it for the Lord."
But you got to remember that is so true. But let me tell you, you're doing it for the Lord, but they don't see that you had to drive to the studio to lay the track that you recorded
the
scene
Bible
for them. You know what I'm saying?
Gift will
the producer.
Make room for you.
Come on.
That's right.
Come on.
Your gift will make room for you.
Yes, it will.
Not room in the house. Now, you're talking about the bedroom.
Come on.
We're talking about room to expand your territory, to go forward, to get bigger, you know, to grow, to touch, to reach out. Okay, it's not to make room for you. Oh, I thought they were talking about make room, you know, at the house.
Come on.
No.
My Lord. That was a message for the church, folk. I'm just saying.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, JR, thank you so much for being on our show. We clown.
Thank you.
We love you, and we know God is going to bless you tremendously to continue to do that which you are doing right now. And we just put our hands on you and let the God know our shot.
Thank you, Lord. I receive it.
You are blessed and anointed.
Amen.
Okay, thank you so much. Feel free to call me anytime. Thank you all so much for having me.
Say that one more time. I'm sorry.
One more time. Give us the title of the song and your name so if we want to go get it on iTunes.
Okay, yeah, great. My name is J.R. Reynolds. You can go to jrreynoldsmusic.com. It has iTunes on the website. It has Amazon. You can just click on any of those tabs. And it'll take you right there to get it.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it.
Thank you. We're gonna play before we go off the show. We'll play it one more time for the people that came in late that didn't get a chance to hear it. We'll bring it back in a little before we close out the show. Have a blessed day.
That'll work. And everybody, hit me up. I'm one of those like people that love on people. So if you add me on Facebook, Twitter, anywhere, I love everybody. So just hit me up and. Talk to me.
All right. Okay.
All right.
Have
Thank
a good
y'all.
One.
You too.
God bless.
All right, y'all. Here's a little something. Talking about being a child of the King and doing what God would have us to do, regardless. We are children of the Most High God, and anything that you can do to help the kingdom, to put your input in, your talent, your gifts that God has blessed you with, you do. But I know I'm a child of a gang. I just want y'all to know about it. I'm going to play a little bit of it, and it's all about it. It's all about it.
We are.
Get a part of a name or nothing like that in the Bible. You?
I ain't seen it. We just gonna pray for her her deliverance. That's all we're
okay.
gonna pray for her deliverance. But yet we're gonna pray for her E.
Her E, pray for her E, so she was just stop going around telling people she's working on her E. We better not talk too much about it. She might come in here.
Lord, we pray for her.
She might come in and show out bad. Okay? We had a young man on last week named James Finley. He was wonderful. And we're going to remind you all of just what he was about. It's another person that is a gospel recording artist in the area. And we're trying to bring out as many independent artists as we can. And any of you all who are listening out there is an independent artist. All you have to do is contact me, globemusic@gmail.com, or just leave me a message on Glorious Gospel Vibes here on Block Talk Radio, and we will get with you so that we can let the world hear just what's going on in your backyard. Okay? So send in your MP3s and let them be able to hear just what you're about. We're going to play a little of James Finley's song, In Spite of Me.
Where would I be without your grace? Where would I be without your mercy? Lord, I can't see how you still love me. How you love me in spite of me. How you love me in spite of me. Where would I be without forgiveness? Where would I be without your spirit? Lord, I can't see how you still love me. How you love me inside of me. How you love me inside of me. Yeah.
In spite of me, Lord.
Show me that you love
me.
Oh, yeah.
In spite of me, Lord.
Oh, yeah.
Show that you care. In spite of me, Lord.
I've been changed. In spite of
see,
me, but, James Finley, y'all. James Finley, A-T-L, A-T-L. That's awesome. That is an awesome song.
See, Globus, that's one of those songs that work, that start on the inside and work yourself on to the outside.
We gotta have him on our show. He's awesome. All these young independent artists in this ATL are awesome. Everyone I've had on this show is brilliant, and I just thank you all for being able to share your gift with the world. It's awesome. Oh my goodness. Okay, y'all. Whew. I was upset with that to a little deep sweat. Woo hoo hoo. Now, we're gonna be putting on a gospel show soon, and I would love to have a lot of these artists that are sending the MP3s to be a part of it, right here in Atlanta. And I will be contacting each and every one of you all. So be ready. Practice and be ready.
Yes. All of us, be ready. Be ready. This is one way for the world to hear and see what God has given you.
That's right. Well, we got one more song to play. We got another one. Forever Beautiful. We're going to play a little of that. That's off of the Child of a King CD for Glo B. Pope.
Forever beautiful.
I'm here to tell you about a little girl who had always dreamed that one day she would see God, just to thank him for making her so beautiful. When she would talk about these things to her friends, they would just laugh at her and say that she was stuck on herself and a dreamer. And she would tell them that my mother said that I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus, and that makes me very special. And if you could look in the mirror and see what I see and feel what I feel when I do, then you would want to thank him too. She was very special. So on this particular day, she asked her mother, Mom, if I sing God a song, would he hear it? She said, God hears everything, and his son Jesus has felt all things. So she ran to her bedroom, and she began to write a song. On that day, it was very, very rainy. And when she finished the song, she ran outside, and she began to sing. And her mother yelled, come out of the rain. And she said, no, Mom, because the walls might keep God from hearing my song and Jesus from filling my heart. Oh, and then she began to shout.
Thank you.
some ATL pray coming at you right before we go get up out of here, Mr. D. Holla.
Wicked way. If we do, he'll bless us like he said.